Jesus Christ. In this season, before Christmas, similar and before other special seasons in the church year, which are so dear to us, many times we think about those we know, our relatives, friends, and there is a stronger desire during this time to invite them. How many of you, of us, already invited your dear ones to attend Christmas services? How many of you invited your friends and relatives? Please come, it's Christmas. And we have somehow hope that probably if they come for this Christmas liturgy, maybe they will be somehow touched and they will find way back to God. We did it so many times, and it is very rare that our desire for returning our dear ones back to God was fulfilled. Even we invite again and again, we are skeptical because we hope, but in truth we don't believe it can happen. And it causes some kind of sadness in our heart. And we ask what we are supposed to do. What we are supposed to do to bring them closer to God. And we try, really, and I need to tell the church itself, herself, try to find ways how to attract people to God. So we create some kind of programs. We try to create activities which would be somehow funny, uplifted, somehow, you know, giving us this boost of energy, this fun. But it doesn't work either. It can work for a while, but we have to remember that we don't have so much money for these activities, to build excitement as the world has. The world can beat us in offer of amazing things, excitement, good feelings, easily on each field. And this is really not our goal or our purpose to get somebody closer to God under illusion that everything will be great, wonderful, perfect, joyful. Because when they are back, we give them gospel to read, to listen. And gospel is about many other things, but really there is not a lot of excitement there. Because what gospel tells us immediately, Jesus in the beginning says, repent, reform your life. He, in the beginning of gospel, he gives us this status, you know, or this call of this statement, what is going on. He says, something is wrong and you have to change setting of your mind, way how you see world, how you see things. And then when he continues, we hear those advices which leads to eternal life. Christ in his gospel, he doesn't make advices for excitement in this world. He doesn't give us this advice that, he doesn't say that your life will be wonderful, full of joy in this world. He doesn't say that. because he sees clearly that this world is not our destiny, that this world is just our journey. He already sees what is our real home, and he's pointing to this home. And this is, his words are harsh. What he says, well, deny yourself. Accept even suffering if this suffering leads to good formation in you. Allow obedience, allow humility, allow all those things against world is against. How can we sell this? How can we make this attractive for somebody in the world? So we are inviting them to the church, and we tell them, come to the church, come closer to God, and you will need to be humble, you will need to be obedient to God, you will need to really love simple life and to deny things. You have to really deny many good things from the world because you want to protect your soul, and you have to grow in perfectness. This is, you have to fast, you have to pray, you have to spend hours and days in silent prayer, hoping to increase your faith, because you will not know how to make another step. You will not depend on your will, but on the will of God, and you will need in this some kind almost blind obedience to make steps which for the world doesn't make any sense. Who can we get to a church, a closer God, for this advice, commercial, I would say? How can we get somebody closer to God if we offer in exchange this? And people who are tied with the world would not listen to this. For them, it is like foolishness to come to God and to give up so many things. What can we do? Thanks God, we have to realize it doesn't depend on us. It is God who gives the strength to change mind. A few years ago, there was canonization of a monk, Erler Paisius. He was a simple man. He decided to live for God and decided to believe in gospel. And he followed this radical way, words of our Lord. After many years of struggle, he became somehow attractive for people. And they were coming to visit him and to listen to his words. And there is one story about a man who heard about this monk, and he decided, just from curiosity, to go and to see what those people see on this monk. So he went there to visit him. What did he see? He saw an old man in old cloth, living in extreme poverty, having nothing, having no titles, academical titles. He saw a man who was speaking in simple, using simple words. Nothing special. And this man didn't ask him anything, but he returned back changed. So changed that in his soul he was born a desire to follow this man. Even his mind, his intellect was against this. He said, this is crazy. But from that meeting, just seeing that man, this monk, changed his life. And he became Christian. Active Christian, he was baptized, but what was that? What was that power which changed the life of this man? It was power of God. Power of God who resides in our hearts, in our lives, when we are with Him. When we refuse to pretend by creating some kind of illusion of fake joy, fake excitement, fake pretending that how Christian life is perfect, great, and makes paradise on the earth. And we really to try to follow in obedience God in a radical way, then something happens. God comes to our life. And not we, but He and His presence in us touches hearts of those around us. So maybe it seems to us that while we should follow this some kind of illusions which through many comes to us who pretend how great, joyful, and excitement gospel of life with Christ is. Life with Christ is tough. Life with Christ, it's not easy. Life with Christ is for heroes. And we all are invited to be heroes. Not to be tied with the world, but with Christ. It takes courage. But each of us through baptism has potential to that greatness. Each of us, as those people who were invited in the gospel, each of them had chance to attend this dinner, but they were too tied with small things. They didn't use potential they got. Because potential can be used only those who make effort. So if we think now about inviting our friends, relatives to the church, if we want them to come to God, remember, if we are not filled with Christ, if we are not using this potential given to us, we will do nothing. But once we let Christ enter to our life through really effort to reform our lives, then God will invite all those around us for this dinner to the paradise. Amen.